Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Police say they searched the home of the man who was armed at the No King's Day protest in Westchester, and they found a pipe bomb. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Malvern.
Police say they went through this single-family home on Conestoga Road where the suspect, Kevin Krebs, lives, and where a pipe bomb was found. Officers in tactical gear and a robot were at this property last night. Investigators say the 31-year-old was in Westchester on Saturday at the No King's Day protest, and police noticed he had a gun concealed under his long yellow raincoat. Officials say Krebs didn't have a permit to carry, and he was arrested and charged for that. And investigators in the criminal complaint also say Krebs had a bunch of ammo, an M9 bayonet, net knife and a pocket knife, pepper spray, a ski mask, and gloves. Plus, sources tell our partners with NBC 10 that he had an assault-style weapon and a helmet in an SUV that was parked blocks away from the protest. Now, no one was hurt, but as this neighbor of Krebs tells NBC 10, all that was very unsettling to hear.
Very astounded by how much ammunition he had. And then to find out that he was right behind our home was very concerning.
The Chester County District Attorney's Office says the investigation is ongoing and it's been in contact with the FBI. Anyone with info is asked to call Westchester Police. In Malvern, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
One of the two girls hit by a car while riding an electric scooter in Aston, Delaware County over the weekend has died. That's according to a family spokesperson. 12-year-old Abby Gillen had been in the hospital since Saturday when the crash happened near Blair Boulevard and Concord Road. Her swim coach, Kevin Pierce, spoke with NBC 10.
Yeah, I mean, she was the type of kid who would walk into practice and it could be, you know, 58 degrees and rainy, and she'd still have a smile on her face.
The 11-year-old girl who was also on the scooter remains in critical condition. The driver who hit them stayed on the scene and is cooperating with police. GoFundMes have been set up for both girls. The one for Abby has collected more than $43,000. As the Philadelphia School District decides whether to fix, consolidate, or close its aging school buildings, a community advisory panel Monday night showed how the process will work. We get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
It marked the first time an advisory panel of parents, educators, and community members got together in person to see the district pull back the curtain on the factors considered in deciding whether to keep, modernize, co-locate, or close schools. The group was presented actual data on school buildings and how much of their capacity was being used. Reporters were allowed to watch but not to record audio as members plotted schools on a grid based on their utilization and what's called a neighborhood vulnerability score, a measure that accounts for safety, poverty, and whether a school in that area had been closed before. Deputy Superintendent Oz Hill, in an interview, said the advisory panels are set up to provide insight.
Are there any things that we should be considering as we look at this data?
Hill said the school building scores are being released to the public by the end of this month. A final facilities plan is expected by the end of December. At the school administration building, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Some people come from a long line of family members with shared first names. The suffix on the driver's licenses don't always match their given name. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Darty tells us lawmakers in New Jersey advanced legislation yesterday to fix that.
I want my own name on my driver's license. And that's why I'm here.
Earl Jacobs III has tried for years to get motor vehicle to change his ID so it includes the Roman numeral for 3 rather than the number 3. He told an assembly committee each time he asked, the MVC said they couldn't do anything.
Why not? Can't do it.
Finally, after years of writing to the MVC and the governor's office, he sent a letter to his local legislator, Assemblywoman Tennille McCoy, and found someone to finally take him seriously.
Said that, gee, I have a cousin who works for motor vehicles, and he is a Roman numeral, so They got back to me. He can't get his done right either.
Assemblywoman McCoy sponsored a bill that allows people to make those changes on their license, which could prevent additional scrutiny from TSA or in other places that are sticklers for details on IDs. The bill received approval in the Assembly Transportation and Independent Authorities Commission. It needs to pass a full vote in both the Assembly and the Senate before it can become a law. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.